What is going on? How you guys doing, man? What's new? What's new with Anthony with Oseato Style? My venture. What's new with my venture that I'm gonna be doing? DSPs, man, I'm getting better. I'm telling you, baby, I'm getting way better, man. Practicing, getting shit together, I'm really a salesman. I'm not really an audio guy. I'd love to sell audio. I don't want to install it. But there comes times when you have to help. And I was helping one of my guys who I'm trying to help teach him, about car audio and the DSPs and how it works. So he took it upon himself to, test the DD1, which he knows how to do. I taught him that as well. Just detect distortion using a 1 kHz audio tone. And he tells me, hey, there's no readings. And I was like, okay, what the fuck? There's no readings. And the factory tweeters were hooked up to the amp because we didn't want to put them on another amp. We might as well just use that power. So when the 1 kHz tone was playing, you can hear that noise through that speaker. And I was like, man, so you would assume the amp is on because the 1 kHz tone is really like just ear piercing. Ugh. But anyways, so it ended up being I go through it, I go, okay, check the RCA voltage. So the audio processor in the stereo is working. It's the amplifier that's not giving a sound. And I go back there and I check all the speakers. And there, of course, there's no sound coming out of the speaker. But there's audio going into the amp. So I look at the amp, the fucking amp, the power is off. But it was playing. So we knew it was on and then it was off. So pretty much the ground, he bolted it to the seat. And I told him, bro, move the ground. He didn't believe me. And I put ground directly to the amp. I go, look, it turned on. Boom. We had sound again, and I was like, bro, I didn't realize like what how it takes for having knowledge of how stuff works takes a big difference. And when you're testing, that he was stuck, he didn't know what to do, and then I went in there and then figured it out. But that's one thing that I'm trying to get with you guys is having the knowledge and having like the concept of how shit works. So I feel proud of myself. And I hope he understands that. Yeah, Anthony does know what he's doing, and I just talk him shit like most people do. But other than that, that's what's interesting. We got 2 new systems. Almost finished with some more leathers, and I got an iPad install that I'm doing on an Escalade and a 2016 Silverado, 2014 Escalade, 2016 Silverado, and 17 Silverado. The iPad 12.9s, man, that thing's a huge, no joke, no joke. But yeah, man, anything else you guys want to know, you guys know where to be. Give me some comments, give me some love. And yeah, so there's something that I was wanting to know is how far do you go when you're trying to figure out your craft? I know I know what I want to do and how to do it. It's just when I ran into a push where I don't have the money to buy stuff that I want to buy to be able to continue testing and being better at my craft. So since I'm on pause on learning that situation, because really I don't want to go much farther on learning how DSPs work and how signals work and how you can make them go together and how to counteract and all this stuff. I'm looking into seeing what actual components do. Can you believe that? I'm trying to figure out what the actual components inside an amplifier does. So from the gist of what I got is that the audio coming out of the RCA on the head unit is going to be a signal which has about 2 to 8 volts, and you take that signal and you convert it into an amplifier, and amplifier turns into 40 volts, and thus you get sound. So the amp, in order to change that signal, is going through and doing a lot of steps. So converting the power, that power has a voltage, so regulating the power, regulating the heat, knowing what to do, how to calm down frequencies if they get too hot. So the computer has a lot of jobs to do inside to get a lot of voltage. And so I want to know what those components are, like a diode, a resistor, a capacitor, a MOSFET capacitor, a coil with aluminum, a coil with ceramic, a coil with glass. These chips, what they're doing, these chips that modify everything, CPUs that can send signals to every single thing that you'd want. I guess in short terms, my audio obsession is turning into a engineer profession. So I want to now know how things work. You know, if I want to do a switch because a vehicle has 40 voltage and I want to know how to drop it down to 12 to install an amplifier, I need to know how that shit works in order to build what I want to build, in order to do what I want to do. If the radio has no accessory and I need to add one, I want to know how to do it. I want to know what I want to know. If I want to take apart a fucking car's BCM and dissect it, I know what the hell I'm doing. So, yeah, that's pretty much my little ventures right now. As soon as I get my RTA reader and my oscilloscope or whatever they would need that to make my projects better, I will be learning about this. So, I feel like I've talked too much now. You guys are going on 6 minutes, over 6 minutes listening to me. But I like this. This is the first time I've seen it go this long. Usually I only have 5 minutes. So let's cut it right here, guys. I'll try to get back with you again tomorrow. Peace out. Always much love. Your boy, Anthony, with OC Auto Style. My Instagram is OCAutoStyle714. Check out the work that I do. See what's going on with us always. And I do live streams on Instagram as well. So if you're a follower, go there, follow me, and check me out live. Thanks, guys.